BBC Tees.
On 95FM, on digital radio and on BBC Sounds, this is BBC Tees. It's 12 o'clock now and Ian Wood has the latest news.
Thanks, Goffey. As you were saying, one of the most respected names in British radio, John Myers, has died. He was 60. He was key to setting up Century Radio in the North East in 1994, broadcasting under the name John Morgan. News of his death was announced this morning. Darren Milby reports.
John Myers was born in Carlisle and became one of the biggest names in the radio industry, setting up radio stations, advising the government, and winning a string of awards. He started his career with BBC Radio Cumbria in 1980. In 2018, he was treated for cancer, but later in the year revealed he was cancer-free. In a statement on social media, his son Scott said the family was heartbroken, adding that John went through his life with a smile and his glass was always half full.
The former Universities Minister Sam Geimer has become the latest...
Goffey, BBC Tees.
Good afternoon to you. It's going to be a difficult show to do this. I hope you're going to stay with me. Hold my hand as I work towards 2 o'clock. Paying tribute to Sir Will Sally at 12:30 to the brilliant John Myers, John Morgan to many people. Morgan in the morning, Century Radio, sadly left us last night. I'll always love him, always will.
If you're talking about it, we're talking about it. BBC Tees.
Afternoon, how are you? Hope it's good where you are. Hope life is uplifting, positive and everything like that. I'm here today, Goffey, BBC Tees, for a special show. On a sad day, but knowing John Myers across the past 25 years, he just wants us to go on and do our best and do good local radio. And that's the big intention as we get through the next couple of hours. And I hope you're going to stay with me. You got any memories of John Myers, Morgan in the Morning, Century Radio? 25 years it'll be since it launched in September, later on this year. And they're already discussing a big do and a big get-together, but somehow without the main man. It's going to be tough. Thinking of all his family today, Linda and Scott and Kerry, thinking of his big pal John Simons, another huge player in radio around here. Again, very close to me personally, and thinking of him also today. So hello to everybody caught up in that. Such a shame. If you'd like to give us a call through today, you can. This is the telephone number. It's a free call. It's 08000 8595. And it was great because I got the feel, even though I wasn't at the show, when I went to see some friends, they could hear, and they had the sort of chairs and deck chairs and drinks outside, and they were just lapping up the concert, which just seemed as though it was like over the street, you know, just the next street over, which in effect it was. But it was a brilliant night. I mean, there's so many, you know, come on here today talking about the negative in life and the tragedy of losing John Myers. And you look at the other side of it and you think we have got to make the most of what's out there for us, what's available, and grab it. And there's so many good things going on. Last weekend we were at Stewart Park and we loved every second of that. You loved every second of it. We were able to put it on the radio. Something tells me the next hour and a half is going to be pretty tricky to negotiate. I'm so pleased you're there with me. Hold my hand as I get through this. Pay tribute to the brilliant John Myers, the broadcaster. Sadly left us yesterday at the age of only just 60. Let's play some songs with a link to the great man. Song on the radio, Al Stewart, almost 20-1, BBC Tees across Teesside, County Durham and North Yorkshire, your BBC local radio station. Ah, get excuses, you know, I can throw them out today. It's been quite a roller coaster of a weekend. I was mentioning yesterday I was over to see the film in the borough of Elton John, The Rocket Man, and I was saying that the song that surprised me was Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me, which was there, and there's a gospel version of that in that film, which is so good. And it instantly brought me, and I talk about this every weekend when I get on to BBC Tees to you. I don't know. I do exactly this. I talk about the music and how it can instantly take you from being happy to sad in a moment. Just a blink of an eye, it can take you there. And the song came on. It reminded me much of my brother, Liam, who sadly left us some years ago. So that was a right old emotional thing. Got that call off Pam Royal last night when I was in Yarm to tell me about the loss of John Myers. And it took me a little while. I thought, I'm going to get home, get myself composed, have a glass of wine, which I did, or two, late last night. And I just reflected on how lucky I was to be and meet him as I did in the back end of August 1994, as he was just about to launch that radio station, Century Radio, all across the Northeast, which was the first regional station. It was quite some station that, because people would look at it, it was heavily bedded down with speech, and people would listen to it and think, dear me, these are quite good. These are getting a good connection going here with the listener because they know what's going on. And he was so clever. He would send us out to different parts of the area to get to know where we were talking to places we'd need to know about. So when listeners came on, they would say, you know, we're from wherever in the borough or Darlington or Whitby. So then we'd have an instant connection that he would expect us to have. If we would talk about Whitby, we'd talk about the Pavilion, or we'd talk about Gisborough Road, getting up there with the traffic. If we talked about Darla, we'd talk about the football club or the cricket club at Feetham's there as you walk through, and the cricket club was there. Then we'd talk about the football ground and the tin shed that was there, the Georgian rental stuff and everything. So when we went on air, we were fully equipped and fully confident that when a listener would arrive back to the radio station with a call or a message would come through, we'd say, we know you. We know exactly where you are, what you're doing, what you're up to, how your life is living, who's doing what round there. So he had a great feel for it. There was nothing unturned, really, to make that station a success. And along with John Simons, who I've also got to give credit to, because they did so much to get that launch, and it was fabulous. And it still remains. It's so surprising when you go out on the streets and people talk about, oh, coffee in the morning, wasn't that great? I know we've got BBC Local Radio, which we've got now, BBC Teaser, which I adore being on. And I don't want to overshadow this station, because I think what this offers in 2019 is incredible. It's a great service, and it's very local, and it's very touching your lives, as we hear every day with people like Neil Green and Amy and Gary Phillipson and the rest of them. He loved his music, did John Myers. He loved intros. He was a big man for intros on the radio. He adored, absolutely loved this. I'm not going to talk over it. I'm just going to hit the button. Coming through about John Myers, I'd appreciate that. Morgan in the morning to you, Breakfast Radio on Century. The text number is 81333, 81333. Start your message with the word tease and you will get through to me. 81333, start your message with the word tease and you will be through here. Hello to David Johnson in South Shields. Memories of a visit by John Myers to the radio station. What a giant, what a broadcaster, broken-hearted. Ron Cameron's also in South Tyneside listening today. He is the king of morning radio. Of that, there is no doubt. Thank you for that. Keep them coming through today, if you possibly can. Your memories of John Morgan. Morgan in the morning. But really, John Myers off the radio. You get it all by the time we leave it to. Let's have a look at traffic and travel. Derek Webster for BBC Tees.
Hartlepool, Stockton Street, northbound. The A689 traffic is...
BBC Tees.
John Myers would always say, you will always find a positive somewhere in a song. Even if it includes the word raining in it somewhere. Have a listen.
Goffey at the weekend, Saturday and Sunday lunchtime from 12.
BBC Tees.
Overwhelmed by the calls that are coming through and the messages to BBC Tees to remember John Myers. We're doing that today. Thank you for just the connection to me today. It's really special, the kind of things you are remembering about Morgan in the morning. Morning, my darling. Morgan's on. Great times. So, smashing call was in from Liam in Castle Eden. He said, I got to know John Myers, John Morgan, whichever you want, but let's focus in on John Myers as the real person, not on the radio. So you got to know him really well with the help via the Salvation Army and the Christmas appeals that were running each and every year. And you said the joy that John would get from going round and helping people underprivileged, and the look on his face as he would turn up and just make Christmases complete for youngsters who had nothing. And I think that really is the mark of what he was all about. He was real, he was caring, and he was just John. It's just John, that's all I can say, really. So it just ties it all together nicely, that one. I really do appreciate that one. And Liz says, absolutely devastated today to hear of the loss of John. He was just such a special person on the radio and helped me through some really tough times in my life that I was going through in that period of the 1990s, late 1990s particularly. Just absolutely gobsmacked that it's happened, and it's good to hear a tribute to him on BBC Tees today. All right, let's play a couple of songs our mum would love, eh? Eeyah, mum. Eeyah, mum. She'd probably love it. Marty Robbins, it was, and the story of my life, and then it was Andy Williams, and It's So Easy as our tribute to John Myers continues here, BBC Tees. Just looking back through the past hour, I'm thinking if he was around now, he'd be critiquing the show and saying, you shouldn't have done that, you should have done it this way, you should have done that. Oh, I'll miss him so much, and so will you. Some great reactions, great messages coming through, which I'll send out via BBC Tees in the next part of the show. We'll do inspirations. He is an inspiration. If ever there was a person to arrive in Goffey's life, he is the man. There's no question about that. John Myers. We'll also do Sunday the 70s, and I'll pick out some of his favourite tunes that I know he would love to be enjoyed, and he will be for sure. All right, boss. All right, team. All right, there, team. All good.
Across Teesside, County Durham and North Yorkshire.
Proud of where we live. BBC Tees.
On 95 FM, on digital radio and on BBC Sounds. This is BBC Tees. It's 1 o'clock now and Ian Wood has the latest news.
Tributes are being paid after the death of the former Century Radio founder and presenter John Myers, who's died aged 60. He was known to listeners as John Morgan and went on to become one of the most respected names in the radio industry. John was described by Jeremy Vine as the best controller Radio 2 never had, and by Sky News presenter Kay Burley as a giant among men. Tony Blackburn said it was very sad news. Harry King, a presenter at BBC Radio Cumbria, where John Myers began his career, calls him a great friend who'll be sorely missed.
I'm absolutely gutted because I heard from John a few days ago and he was just saying he'd had all his checkups and all was well and he was taking his wife up to Edinburgh for a good weekend. And then the last I heard was, we've had a great weekend. I cannot believe it. He's going to be missed by hundreds and thousands. Because he did the radio shows and people loved him. He was a friend as well as a presenter.
And I'm sure plenty more memories of John Myers to come in the next hour with Goffey here on BBC Tees.
If you could do us a favour, you could share the show around. You listen to BBC Tees, you listen to a John Myers tribute special live with Goffey. It's almost 10 past 1, well, just a few seconds away from that. More to read out. Craig in Ferry Hill remembers John so well on morning radio and still has the tape with his wind-up calls on. Yes. I was looking for some of those earlier on. I think they were somewhere. Hang on. I'm sure we had something there earlier on. Go on. Yeah, hit the button. Go on.
Yes, and hello to you. Welcome to the very best of the wind-up. With me, my able assistant, Young Neil.
Hello.
Hello. Now, here we are reminiscing about some of the best wind-ups on Century over the last series. Now, there are some belters coming up. There's the Bird's Nest, the Kennel Club, photo processing, the vasectomy, and of course the now infamous TV repairman. However, we start the wind-up today with a look back at Weir Buses. Weir Buses, they're a company in Sunderland, and Mr. Martin, who's a character that we had on the breakfast show, was a very old gentleman and talked like this, you see, and he rang up Weir Buses demanding the return of his Birmingham roller. Now, the Birmingham roller is a pigeon. And he accused Weir Buses of stealing it. So here we go then, Weir Buses, the first wind-up as we reminisce on our wind-up tape.
Hello, Weir Buses.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello, Weir Buses, can I help you?
Yes, hello. Hello.
Yes, I'm hearing you. What do you require?
Is that the bus company?
It is, yes.
In Sunderland.
That's right.
Hello?
Hello.
Yes, could you just speak up, please?
Yeah, this is the inspector for Weir Buses in Sunderland.
Right. Hello. Is that the lost property?
It is the lost property, yes.
Right, I want it back.
Brilliant. Happy memories of him in full flight at breakfast time at Century. John Myers enjoyed it so much today. So many people, like God Moss in Redcar, happy memories. And you spotted it today, saying on social media, friend, a mutual friend, Rod Hardesty, and you see the news, you said just devastated. So much enjoyed his programmes. Gene is listening today in Seaton Crewe, always there, 6 o'clock. He was a big voice, big man. And what I'm hearing today, also a huge heart, which makes it even better. What a tragedy to lose such a strong and big personality. Thank you for that. Another personal memory was quite good. When he did leave the North East to head out to Manchester, he was really special to me because he would often invite me around to his house. If he was around listening to the broadcast we'd put out, he would say, do you fancy having a coffee? Come around for some tea with Linda and the family and pop around here later on. We'll go through your table later on. So he was still forever in touch. As recently as 2 weeks ago, he sent a message when I was broadcasting my Sunday show, BBC Tees, and he was just saying always positive things, sounding absolutely brilliant. See you soon, and a big kiss on the end. He was just like that. But the tragedy really is this, that he'd been through the cancer treatment and the bell, you know, when they ring the bell to sort of say, right, that's it, we're all sorted, we're clear and done. That was just a year ago to this week, which is more to the shame. And it just shows that you never really know what's waiting around there. Cancer wasn't the cause of his exit from this world. But yeah, he was forever on Facebook highlighting the fact that I've done it, I've survived, and, you know, I'm just living and loving every day. And he was off with his good lady, Linda, to enjoy some golf when it all struck, which was heartbreaking. Absolutely heartbreaking. Just never know what's waiting there for us. When he did leave, the contact we had was great, because then he wanted some tickets. He would often keep in touch, because the station where we're at were giving tickets away to lots of shows. He'd say, oh, I fancy this, I fancy that. And he was desperate to get hold of some Diana Ross tickets, because he loved Diana Ross. And because I was doing breakfast time, I said to our boss, any chance of some tickets, which are pretty good, which are near the front, because it was, I think it was like, she was in the round at the arena at the time. And I was able to make it for him and some of his family and friends. And Linda will back this up 100%. We had the most memorable of nights. And it was lovely just to repay him slightly and say, look, that's for you. Thank you for all you did for us, myself and Gary Phillipson and various other presenters that you've been in contact with throughout the country. And I remember clearly at the end of the night, he walked over to me. He's a giant of a man. And he put his arms around me. He said, Dean, fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. I'll never forget you. It's BBC Taste.
Inspirations with Goffey on BBC Tees.
It's 23 minutes past one, Sunday lunchtime, Goffey at the weekend part two. If you missed yesterday, yesterday's was a show packed full of Elton John's long songs. I thought I'd do that because everybody's getting out to see Rocket Man at the moment, and it was chock-a-block the other night going to see it. And we reflected that with lots of albums, rarities, and it's all in there. BBC Sounds is the place to go. You can get it from yesterday. Download the app at BBC Sounds, and you can hear those broadcasts out of BBC Tees, any of the shows that are here, 30 days following their broadcasts. All right, count that. Try to make it as simple as possible. Today's show dedicated to the memory and a celebration. That's the best way to do it, a celebration of the life of John Myers. Hearing so many lovely things about him in the news there, Jeremy Vine and a host of names from the biggest names from the world of the radio paying tribute to a special man. Thinking of his family today, very much thinking of Linda, also to Kerry and to Scott and associates and family, his brothers. And I've got to tell you a story about him, because when he did leave Century to move elsewhere, later on he would write his book, which was called Team It's Only Radio. He called everybody Team in the business, just in case he would forget anybody. Right, tape, all right, tape. So there's no chance of ever missing anybody out, really, or make them feel just a touch inferior. He brought his book and we went and travelled around, which was a little stay in my memory forever. We travelled all around to get him publicity. He was on Radio 2 with Jeremy Vine, BBC Radio 2, and he was in the bookstores, and we headed back to Waterstones in the centre of Carlisle. And when he got there, he said, oh, I'm a bit iffy about this home ground and all that, Goffey, there might not be turning up today. But when we got there, there was stacks and stacks and stacks of people, and he was thrilled, and they were reminiscing. I can still, and I will always remember, a vision of a lady in the corner of the shop waiting. She had a handbag and bits of shopping she'd been doing. Elderly lady, that's what I'll say. Yeah, that's the best way to say it. She was there and she went patiently as people, and it probably took about an hour and a half to disperse all the people. She walked over at the end of it all and she would say to him all the things that when he was on radio in Carlisle, that's how he'd lifted her life in some really sad times when she was on her own. She'd lost her husband. And John Myers was his biggest friend. It was her biggest friend. I'm kind of losing control at this stage. He said to me at that point, as the lady left, Goffey, forget the big names. Forget the money of radio and everything. That is what it's all about. If I have made a difference to that person's life, I can't tell you how good I feel today. I'll never forget that. Brilliant. He loved this too. It's So emotional. It was John Miles, and music was my first love, and it will be my last. You are listening to a live broadcast today out of BBCT's BBC Local Radio, paying tribute to John Miles, my special friend, as we look back on his life and the impact he has left. Such a massive, just again, trying to keep up to date with what's going on and looking at all the messages. His Twitter account was at John Miles Team, at John Miles Team. If you'd like to post your own thoughts and send it across for people to view, you can do that. At John Miles Team is where I catch him at Twitter. And there's piles of messages going in there. It's incredible, really. Also on his Facebook page, looking at that, and people phoning through here. Karen in Sedgefield remembers winning a trip out to Portugal on tough times at that time in my life. And I headed out to Portugal, and I remember going over to see John Miles at Century and getting that prize and thinking, this is living. You know, those little bits of breaks that you get in your life that come along unexpectedly when you ring a radio station and you get a trip out to Portugal, great sunshine, happy days, and feeling so much better when you get back. That's lovely. He would have loved that. And there was also an interesting call from Dave, who is in Hart Village listening to BBC Tees at the moment. And he was talking about his friend Karen Wilson, who had won a house. And it was, I remember that event. It was a live event we did in Hartlepool where we were giving away a house. You had to get the right keys in the door. I said, every time I go into my friend Karen's house, there's a picture of John Myers as the Century DJ on the morning, and there's a picture of him with the family and a big smiley face, bottle of champagne, and handing over the keys to the house that totally changed my friend's life. That's a great thing about radio. When we're here, we kind of sometimes lose track, and when we go out there and we see stories like this, and I'm identifying with more of them as I look around social media today, the impact that this radio thing has. You know, during my time of the 25 years being on the radio, there's so many inventions come along. We've got social media, Twitter, Facebook. It'll never beat what we've got here. What you and me together, what we share here via this radio, via this microphone, getting through to you, nothing will ever, ever, ever beat this, I can tell you. It can just bring you to where you need to be, to what you want to do, a better positive frame of mind and everything with it. As I was looking through my messages, the last one, as I said, was 2 weeks ago off John, but I was due to go to have some lunch with him. He says, it's my turn. I said, no, after all you've done for me, fella, it's definitely my turn. So he said, all right, then I will. But as I was looking through, I could also see the time when he was going through a particularly bad time, when he was suffering with the cancer in that fight for the year, which he successfully overcame. There was not a problem there. He got through in the end and he was able to ring the bell. But the tone of the messages that would arrive during that period to me, and he would probably be facing across the week the surgery and the turmoil in his mind and in his body that was going on. And then on a Saturday, it kind of was a bit of a release for him. And he would send some messages across. I'm listening today. Put my favourites on. So these songs that you're hearing today, I'm fully confident and fully aware, are the songs that John Miles would so much love and have loved to share with you on the radio across the years. If there's one thing we've learnt together over the past few hours, it is that you never know what's waiting around the corner. And you must embrace the moments. You must live in the now. And if you're not in a particularly good place at this moment, you must participate in your own survival to get to somewhere where it is going to be brighter and better for you. We're remembering John Miles today, and I'm wishing you a real positive week. If you can share the show, that'll be even better. BBC Teesside Coffee. If you're on social media, you may have a bit of a chance now. Maybe Sunday dinner's all sorted, you're relaxing, you're chilling, you're talking to a few friends, might be a group of you together. Let them know you're listening to uplifting broadcast. That's what we're doing today. Yeah, it's a celebration of a wonderful person. BBC Tee celebrates the life of John Miles. Morgan in the morning to so many people. Hello to Paul Rowley doing that for us and talking about how much you're enjoying the show today. Loads of others here as well. I'm going to try and get to more of these, but I can see your message, Craig in Whitehaven, and talking about CFM and John's days on the radio station there. He launched that station, didn't he? What a massive success that was. Saying how proud you are to be from that area, and you see him as a trailblazer around the radio industry, and it's so good just to have that close connection to Carlisle, and we're so proud of him and devastated today that he's no longer with us. That's lovely. I'll get through more of those. There's an awful lot of them, but if you'd like to contact me, I'm here until 2, it's 20 to 2 now. I'll do my best to include you and your tribute. A reminder also, at John Miles Team is his Twitter account, which is there still, and you might just want to say thank you for everything and let other people see how special he was to you and your life via the connection he made on his various radio programmes. Thinking of his family today, I mentioned just momentarily there, Linda, and also to Scott, Kerry and his grandchildren. What do you say? How would you say it? And also thinking that he had that lovely way about him, didn't he, when he was on air? Love you, love you, I love you, I love you. He used to do all that sort of stuff. And somebody was on earlier on, it was Irene, said, I remember that thing where he was giving away a lot of money. Take the money, take that money. But if he was able to sit here today and he was able to say some final words for all the support you've given him across the years on the radio, I'm sure this would be included somewhere. Simple Heart, 3 degrees of BBC Tees on this tribute to John Myers. Probably playing that one, I guess he was very popular, you know, around Carlisle with his mobile disco festival. That's where he started out. And then he was also doing the nightclubs. He was in Newcastle for quite a long time. And then, because he was a great believer in there's always tomorrow, there's always a better day tomorrow, he tried a lot of times to get onto the radio and the commercial radio stations. He particularly targeted one, which was Metro Radio. He was always desperate to get onto there. It never quite worked out. But he would tell you the story. He says, you know what? I sent so many tapes. He says, the boss who was listening to the, like, sent me this big box bag of all the tapes I tried to get on there with. You know, he says, like, good try, but do try again. Don't give up. And he always said, look, there's always a brighter tomorrow. There's always a chance if things are going wrong and you don't at first succeed, somewhere around the corner there's just maybe a chink of light. And boy, did he take that opportunity to make himself such a massive name around this country as one of the big players in radio, John Myers. I'll play one of his cheesy songs that he loved, and he would be a bit quiet about it, but you'll hear it in a second. But trust me, he loved it. Traffic and travel had just gone 1:45. In fact, it's 13 minutes to 2. Derek Webster for BBC Tees. How is it, Derek?
At the moment, it's quite busy, but slowing down a little bit at the moment. Hartlepool's. Do call us at BBC Tees Travel 0330 123 0181.
Thank you so much, Derek, for being with us. Derek, also a great friend of John Myers through the years via radio, worked for him for many, many years. Hello to Ray in Workington. Wow, John Myers, what a legend. Simply the best, that's all I can say. Thank you for that. Weather-wise, around BBC Tees, cloudy with rain. Trust me, loved it. He loved it. Loved it, loved it. The Osmonds. John Myers and Crazy Horses on BBC Tees and Goffey at the weekend. If you missed yesterday's show, by the way, it was full of Elton John songs. Hello to Ian Darlow, Casual Captures, the photography people listening today, talking about his first experience of John Myers was via Continuity on Border TV. Loved him, heard his radio programmes around there, loved them, heard him on Century, loved him. He's just great. And that's exactly, really, that's in a nutshell. Then there was a lovely one from Craig. He talks about him being Cumbria's finest ex sport. He made radio fun. He knew where the borderline was and he took it right to the limited times. That's him. You've got it in one. I must tell you a story about it, because he was also always on your side. If you would make mistakes, he would also let you know, look, I'm always here. If it goes wrong on air, I've done it. I've got the t-shirts. I know what it's like. And there's a couple of instances where other people were upset about a situation on the radio within the building. So you'd play this little game with you where you'd meet him for a coffee, John Myers, and you'd be chatting away and somebody would come in and he would totally change the tone. Then he would sort of start having a go at you because he knew the person who was walking in had something, a bit of a gripe against you. So you'd be chatting away, everything all right, Goffey, Goffey. And somebody walk in, oh, well, by the way, I'm not going to stand for this anymore. If you keep on doing this, that's the end. Now, come on. Fantastic. What a bloke, what a bloke.
Welcome and listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing.
Just maybe sometime down the road we'll have a bit more time. It's all a bit of a rush today. But I hope somehow, somewhere via BBC Tees, I've been able to touch a few emotions with you, touch some memories with you of the great man John Myers as we're paying tribute to him live today at BBC Tees, and also the songs that he loved. Some people, you know, come into your life and totally turn it on its head. You never expect, and I never expected, back in August 1994, as I ventured into that building at Century Radio, that there in front of me would be a person who would believe in what I could do, and along with his sidekick, John Simons, would give you time and loads of patience and things to get through and get to where you need to be. And also to still have that connection, which we had up to the point of that message, which I said to you earlier on, arrived just a couple of Sundays ago, saying of the joy that he felt here in the show at BBC Tees, which I'd just presented. He was a special bloke. He was a very, very special bloke. I'm going to finish today. It's a bit of a ropey one, I know, because it'll sort of really touch the nerves and touch the emotions, but I know he would love this song. And I know that he loved his soul, he loved the Barry White stuff, he loved the Jimmy James stuff. He loved making people happy. He would quite happily delve into his time working in the clubs and roughing it up. There was no edge to him at all. He was just real. What you had with John Myers on the radio, let me 100% reassure you, was the man that was looking after us and being so special. It's totally blessed to meet him. I'm an emotional wreck as I leave you today. I'm being perfectly honest with that. How lucky to meet John Myers I was. Bless you, friend. I'll love you forever.